Hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome to a new episode on this English podcast. And today is Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. And this is Teacher D sitting in from our studios in Shanghai. And today we're going to continue with our ongoing series. We're going to continue with our reading program. We have we started this reading program. It's about 3 weeks ago, and we already have about 4 stories that have been discussed. And for those who are just joining us in this episode, our reading program is intended to help our listeners, to help our English learners understand vocabulary within certain contexts and understand how certain stories can teach a lesson in life. So we have selected a series of short stories, and every story has a lesson which we usually call moral. If you read a story, at the end of the story, you will realize that the story has taught you something. There is something that you learn from the story. That lesson that you learn from a story is called a moral. So we have selected a series of short stories. We've been reading them and discussing them. So today we're going to continue with the same reading program. And last time, in the last episode, I forgot to announce the story that we are going to read today. Usually what we do is at the end of each episode, we announce the story that we're going to read in the next episode, so that those who would like to read the story before we come on the show. Some people like to read the story before we come on the show so that they can get a better understanding of the story. So anyway, in the last episode, we forgot to announce the next story. And so I'm going to do that. Then we'll get right straight into the story. But I will make sure I don't forget today. At the end of today's episode, I will make sure I announce the story for next week. So today's story is The Thief and His Mother. The Thief and His Mother. A boy stole a lesson book from one of his school fellows and took it home to his mother. She not only abstained from beating him, but encouraged him. He next time stole a cloak and brought it to her, and she again commended him. The youth advanced to adulthood, proceeded to steal things of still greater value. At last, he was caught in the very act, and having his hands bound behind him, was led away to the place of public execution. His mother followed in the crowd and violently beat her breast in sorrow, whereupon the young man said, "I wish to say something to my mother in her ear." She came close to him, and he quickly seized her ear with his teeth and bit it off. The mother upbraided him as an unnatural child, whereon he replied, "Ah, if you had bitten me when I first stole and brought to you that lesson book, I should not have come to this, nor have been thus led to a disgraceful death." Moral: the habits we have in our childhood will continue into our adulthood if not corrected. The habits we have in our childhood will continue into our adulthood if not corrected. That's the moral. So the moral the story is teaching us that if you have a bad habit in your childhood, this bad habit will continue into your adulthood if not corrected. In this story, we see a little boy who started a bad habit by stealing. He started by stealing just a simple book from school. Then, when he was young, he stole this book, brought it home to the mother, and the mother didn't do anything. The mother didn't tell him that it was a bad habit. The mother didn't scold him. The mother didn't beat him. The mother didn't try to teach him a lesson and tell him that it was wrong to steal somebody's book. So this little boy continued with the habit. And as he grew up into an adult, he continued to steal things and bring home. And every time he stole and brought home, the mother just didn't discourage him, didn't tell him it was bad. So the mother was supporting this bad habit. So this child grew up into an adult. And one day, this child was caught stealing. The child was arrested and his hands were tied behind him, and he was being taken to the public place for execution. And then the mother was among the crowd, the mother was feeling bad, and the mother was in sorrow. And so the child decided to ask to speak to the mother. And when the mother came close to him, what did he do? He simply bit off the ear of the mother. It was a way to say, mother is responsible for the situation he finds himself in at that time. So he bit off the ear of the mother, and he told the mother, if you had bitten me on that first day I stole a book, I would not have grown up into a thief. I would not have found myself in this situation today. So this is a very simple lesson that we can learn, especially for parents out there, parents who sometimes you see your child has a bad habit. And sometimes as a parent, you feel like, okay, he's just a child, so I don't need to correct him. He's just a child. But in fact, if you don't correct that bad habit at that time, this child will grow up with a bad habit. And even when this child will become an adult, this habit will still be there. So it's a lesson to parents. You should try to correct bad habits. When you see your children having some bad habits like stealing, lying, laziness, doing things that are wrong, you should try to correct them even though they're still very young. If not, in the future when they become adults, you will see that they will continue practicing this kind of bad habits and it will land them in trouble. And it's a lesson too for children. There are some children who do bad things and get away with it because they think they're just children and probably they're free to do whatever they want. But if you start as a young man, if you start with bad habits, you will grow into an adult and still have bad habits. So that's our lesson for today. And this story is The Thief and His Mother. It's a good story for students out there, especially those in primary school. Do not have this kind of bad habit because you will grow up into an adult and still have the bad habit. Our next story next week will be The Miser. The story will be The Miser. So if you want to read ahead of the next episode, you can look for the story called The Miser. But for today, our 10 minutes are up, and this is Teacher D signing off. Have a nice day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.